on the homepage of RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've got in the video section a couple of great videos we've put together over a couple years. The one right now, we're talking about choosing an air conditioning system, which we had the first week of July as we started our air conditioning month. The second one is one that we've done a couple years ago with Green Valley Heating and Cooling. They will be our guest in the next hour. This video in particular is 5 tips for maintaining your air conditioning as a homeowner, and we'll be talking about, you know, what happens at those maintenance services when a technician comes out before we switch our heating to our cooling and then our cooling back to heating. And then there's one, man, I don't know about you, but the mosquitoes inside our house, not outside, but somehow the mosquitoes have been manifested inside our home, and we're battling skeeters right now. We've got a video that Blue Sky put together as well about just facts about the Zika virus in there before you're worried too much about the hype, but there's great content in there. So it's beyond the radio broadcast. We've got a lot of great content at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
The whole month we're talking air conditioning. Let's bring Howard back into the conversation. As y'all were listening last segment, we're actually reviewing several proposals he got to replace a 13-year-old 5-ton air conditioning unit on a 2,200 square foot home. Howard, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay. Here's how I'm leaning. You had a service person that you had a relationship with. They were there. They replaced the blower motor. They're now saying, look, I'll give you 100% refund on that to go ahead and replace the whole unit. That kind of a relationship means something to me, okay? But then you said there was someone else that came on site and started asking you, do you have hot spots? I think that's a very great question someone should be asking. So I kind of like that. But if I'm looking at a Trane 5-ton 16 SEER for $7,800, and I'm looking at another brand 5-ton for $11,000 for 2 more SEER, you're not going to see a payback on that $3,000 in the 5-year ownership window you have for this home. So if for $7,800 you can verify that they've checked all the ductwork, they're going to make any and all corrections that need to be made, and they're giving you the variable speed compressor 5-ton unit, that's the way I would go, absolutely. So there's a little analysis there. Hope that helps. I've got Doug in Scottsdale calling with another air conditioning problem. Let's see if we can take Doug real quick. Good morning, Doug. Real quick, we're tight on time.
Okay, real quick. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate it. I have an air conditioner, and I'm using the Advanced Home Systems Power Management, and I'm on that Super Saver Max. So my question is, 2 units upstairs, downstairs. My question is, I heard last week or the week before in your show that some of these newer units are using the variable speed motor, and at some point I'm going to have to replace these things. My concern is that variable speed motor is going to be running all the time, granted at a lower rate, but it means it's going to be running into the on-peak times because I do super cooling. So my concern is that with this power management unit, the new APS plant and super cooling and these new motors, that all of this may not be compatible.
No, it is, Doug. All it takes is a setting of the timing on the equipment. If you're super cooling, you're going to ask those variable speed compressors to cool the house at the time of day they're working the least, okay? And then you're going to ask the equipment to not turn the air conditioning back on until after 8 o'clock. It will work fabulously with the variable speed compressors and the Advanced Home System Energy Management computer. You, Doug, should see your APS, I think you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. You should see a total kilowatt consumption. You should be at no more than 12 cents a kilowatt on your bill. And if you're not there, we can manipulate you to 12 cents pretty easy. Like I was saying earlier in the letter of the week, I have a customer here, variable speed compressors, Advanced Home System Management computer, and he's at under 9 cents a kilowatt, 3,000 square feet at 66 degrees.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I wasn't aware that on those variable speed units, you could actually shut the motor off for a certain amount of time.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Doug, you stay in touch. Rick, I'm not going to have time to take your call. And Howard, I've got your phone number. I'll call you back, make sure we totally and completely answered your call after the show is over. So, Rick, sorry I can't take your call. It's a whole house water treatment. Is it a good idea? Yes, I love whole house water treatment, but it would take me a long time to answer for all the reasons why. We have special Rosie certified air conditioning specialist in from Green Valley, Arizona. Green Valley Cooling and Heating will join us in the following hour and dig deeper and give you a better education on all the air conditioning options you have out there and how do we make it through the Arizona summers. How are we going to make it through next week?
Hey, they say that heat's what brings the moisture, so I'll go through another week of extreme heat. If that means we're going to get another week of rain after that, bring it on.